This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
About it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more.
Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
All right. Buy or sell time. And I like to do this, but buy or sell kind of piggybacks off of what we started the show with, some of the topics that we began with. So, Michael, I'll ask you to join me on this one because it's Broncos related, and I know you live it, you love it, you eat it, you breathe it. What if I said they're going to be the worst team in the NFL? You just bought that. You got to listen to the question.
I want to buy the Broncos.
Well, how much money you got? What you got to move? You might have to move some things around in your account first before writing a check.
Maybe $47.
Tell Rob Walton maybe don't cash that right away.
Yeah, just give me infinity gears.
Buy or sell, Vance Joseph is the defensive coordinator for the Broncos in the 2026 season.
Buy.
I'm selling it. Because either he is so good, he becomes a head coach again, or the defense is okay, but not good enough with this roster. They go a different route. So I am actually buying it. And it's not really a negative, because I think their defense is going to be amazing. I think Vance Joseph is going to become a head coach. How about that? Maybe for the Tennessee Titans next year.
I think I would be a better coach for the Tennessee Titans than what they have right now. Well, I would be a better owner for Tennessee Dolphins.
Get Vance Joseph as your next head coach, Tennessee. When the Broncos defense holds them to like 3 points, blows them out, Vance Joseph's going to be a big part of that. How about that?
I think you, me, Derbs, and Tanner and Brian could hold them 7 points. So holding them to 3 points is no big feat. I don't know. Like, if he's failed twice as a head coach, is that the organization's...
Well, I guess he had 2 years with the Broncos. Is that what you mean? He failed 2 years.
And wasn't he with...
He was the DC for Arizona.
Oh, you're right. Defensive coordinator.
Yeah. But
he kind of failed there, though.
Well, He was all right. He wasn't great. But
they did have injuries that last year, so I don't think that should count.
I thought he had a raw deal because he was in the Paxton Lynch era for the Broncos. That was tough. Buy or sell, the Wyoming Cowboys will be a bowl team. ESPN did a tier of all 136 FBS football teams. They have Wyoming in tier 18. Who the hell put this together? I don't know, but it's fascinating. And the Tier 18 title, we could be talked into them. Basically, we could be talked into maybe they're okay. Wyoming is in that mix. It's not bad. 3 wins last year to a... I'm listening. We might be something. Buy or sell, they're a bowl team. Go Poke says buy. College football playoff team. Pump the brakes.
I think they can be a playoff team in the FCS.
Oh, dude, you are going to make enemies with the wrong guy. Trust me. You don't want to make enemies with Go Pokes. A Hall of Famer, mind you. Have some respect for the Hall of Fame, Michael. My goodness.
I'm saying it now. They can be a playoff team in the FCS.
Buy or sell bowl team?
Bowl team, no.
Really? So you got them five wins, 4 wins?
Depends on how good their conference is and how many
talented
players they have.
Is Northern Iowa going to be any good? Because, I mean, again, Wyoming lost to a FCS team last year.
If they lose to Northern Iowa, they are no longer considered a football team.
Then they have Utah on September 13th.
Loss.
Colorado? At Colorado? Colorado. Colorado whiskey. I don't know. I'm just a walking ad anymore.
The Buffs? That is a loss.
They're going to beat the Buffs? No?
They'll lose to the Buffs.
Close game?
Close.
Who are you rooting for in that game? You could say
Colorado it. Because it's the state of Colorado.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a Buffs fan, but I didn't grow up being a Cowboys anything. I wasn't like into Wyoming, but I like Jay Sovell. But I don't know who I'm rooting for. I don't know who I'm picking either. Picks are on Friday, and everybody knows that. Go Pokes just fired back at you. Star Wars and Star Trek sucks. Micah.
Okay.
Michael. Actually, he called you Michael. I'm starting to get this turn. Your name is Micah, but I have changed your name. I took that right when I started here, and I changed your name to Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th. It's nice that Go Pokes is finally buying into that a little bit. He might win the swing line stapler today. Be good?
He could win that. Do we actually have prizes?
We have the swing line stapler and an American flag logoed coffee cup and a scotch tape dispenser in here. And because Tanner's in here a lot, there's three wine bottle openers for some reason. I'm guessing.
Why are there three wine, in case we lose two of them?
Tanner's open them so fast, he needs two of them, I guess, in here. I don't know.
He's not a drunk.
How about buy or sell? I'm buying, by the way, that Wyoming's a bowl team, at least. At least.
I'm going to save
just
this.
A bowl team.
This segment, save, I'm going to save.
Save this segment.
At the end of the year,
when
we'll
I said,
see what happens.
When I said Vance Joseph is going to be the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans, save that clip.
Yeah, we'll save that.
Save that clip.
Look, it's not
tape.
Too far-fetched.
No. Well,
Not too far-fetched that he'll be a head coach
see you.
Next year.
Buy or sell, see you. Wins 7 or more.
Sell.
So you think they're going to take a step back?
I think they take a step back. They're 6-6.
And how does Buffs Nation react to that? Is it, you know, first year without Shadur and Travis, or is it, the hell? Putting a lot of money into this, and we just took a step back.
I think there are going to be a lot of excuses coming up the pike. I think you're going to have, well, you know, their head coach was sick, which I understand. It's a good excuse.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Shadur. They've got a bunch of new players. Yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of excuses. There's some valid excuses, but they're still going 6-6.
On the tiers thing, they have Colorado in the same tier, and I'm trying to dig it up. Let me dig it up in a minute. In the same tier as North Carolina as sleepers. But they had to put those guys there. They had to put them in something because it's the two most popular coaches in college football, Bill Belichick and Coach Prime. For Colorado State, they're a tier above Wyoming, tier 17. They say they're fine, solid, decent, okay. And that would be the Colorado States of the world. San Jose State, San Diego State, Northern Illinois, Georgia Southern, Bowling Green, Arkansas State. And they're fine, solid, decent, okay. Doesn't really make you feel great about entering the uncharted waters of the Pac-12 in what is hoping to be a new era for Colorado State and Jay Norvell. So, again, take this. I'm impressed they put it together. 136 FBS teams, and they got it tiered out. Let's see. See, like, I don't understand their tiers. Tier 16 is at least you tried. Mississippi State, Purdue, and Stanford. Don't you think at least you tried is worse than they're fine, solid, decent? At least you tried means at least you're breathing air and you're playing football.
Sounds like the person who wrote this needs to borrow a bottle opener.
I don't like this. I mean, it's a fine idea, but...
Good idea if they did it
but
right.
But it's not right. At least you tried means you're bottom of the barrel. They got Mississippi State, Purdue, and Stanford.
Well, not bottom of the barrel. I'd say more like you got to 5 wins and you tried really hard.
See, like, they have Tier 14 room for improvement. I still feel like solid, which is what Colorado State is classified under, is better than room for improvement.
What's Tier 1?
Well, let's keep going. Join me on this. Like, they don't even put Army, Air Force, and Navy in a tier. They put them in their own tier and they just call it Stars and Stripes. What? Where
this
are they?
This is just random.
This is just random. This is BS. I thought it was cool at first, and I'm sorry for bringing it up.
Tier is the wrong word.
They have...
Grouping.
Here's Tier 11, potential sleepers. Colorado, Houston, North Carolina, Pittsburgh, Rutgers, Virginia, and Cincinnati. Tier 10B, what the hell are we doing? Never mind. I apologize for bringing this up. This was a fine idea that you absolutely botched. The Big Ten's ticking clocks is Tier 10A. Nebraska, USC, and Wisconsin. This is ESPN's. I guess they were too busy with the Taylor Swift story today, so they couldn't really put together a real tier. Okay, so you asked what Tier 1. Well, Tier 1 is, if Tier 1 is anything but Texas and Ohio State, then yeah. Tier 1A, a great matchup for week one, enter the championship game. Ohio State, Texas, they're by themselves. They think they are the best college football teams. Not a lot of argument. Tier 1B, the rest of the best. Georgia, Oregon, and Penn State. It's fine.
Hopefully Washington soon.
No, probably not.
Probably not. Might take a few years.
I saw Boise State pretty high up here. Let me see. Last year's playoff surprises, 14. What? We're tiering them just and giving you reports that they were a last year playoff surprise. So does that mean you believe they're going to be a playoff surprise this year? So they have Boise State, Arizona State, Indiana, and SMU in that. So
I don't think this person knows what tier means.
So they have Boise State in tier 4. That if you have whatever 20 tiers, then I would say they think Boise State's going to be very, very good. But instead they just write, let's see, how many tiers do they have? Top 25 lists, blah, 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 blah. I don't know how many actual tiers they have. But it's silly. This was a silly waste of time. Because half of these tiers don't make any sense. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Go Pokes is selling the Buffs getting more than 7 wins. 7 wins or more. Buffs Nation goes dark. Nothing to say after the drop. After they drop the game against Wyoming, of course Go Pokes is going to say that.
Yeah, boy, Go Pokes is wrong on that one.
If Wyoming beats Colorado, you know what will happen? If Wyoming beats Colorado and Colorado State beats Wyoming, I have to put the tweet out and say, oh, Colorado State would have beat Colorado this year. Because I can't get enough of the primers. Is that what we're going to call his fans? The primers. They're mean. Kind of jerks. Texter here, the Avengers would lose to the Wyoming Cowboys. This guy's GoPoke's just going at you on your nerddom. What have you watched that's nerdy lately? Because I know you got your nerd zone. What's on the docket?
My next thing is going to be Wednesday Season 2, Part 1.
Is that any
good? Or as the ESPN article would say, Tier 1.
Is that any good? The first one?
The first season was good. It think of this like Wednesday Addams.
From the family.
Only she goes to the Hogwarts type school.
From the Addams family.
Yeah.
So they're like witches and wizards and stuff?
More like, I don't know, gargoyles and wolves and whatever.
So there's wolves in it. That's cool. It's kind of creepy.
Werewolves.
Creepy characters.
Yeah, but it's really funny. I'm a huge fan of Christina Ricci.
Oh, yeah. Because she was the original, right?
Yeah, she was the original Wednesday, and I was a huge fan of that movie. I'm still a huge fan of that movie.
The first one.
Jenna Ortega, I think, did a creditable job.
The second one was, first one was great, though. I love that movie.
Wednesday, like, Christina Ricci was really the only good part of the second movie. Because the second movie was just, I don't know, it was just really dumb.
Got a text here. Tom says, be nice. Four wins maybe for my Pokes. He's telling you to be nice because you're being extremely critical of the Cowboys. And you don't know.
No, I don't. I'm just looking into the future and guessing.
My picks were amazing last year. You know the team that kept screwing me up was Wyoming. Because I kept picking them to cover spreads or to not cover spreads, and every time I was off. If it wasn't for Wyoming, what was that, 41-18 against the spread with my six pack? I think it was six. Broncos, Air Force, Wyoming, Colorado State, Colorado, and Northern Colorado. Was that six? That adds up to be carry the four. That's six. 41-18 is impressive, Mike. Admit it. That's impressive.
It's very impressive.
My Thursday night special was not. Are we in on that this year? Are you going to be able to produce that, like, halfway decent?
No.
Giving me a lot of confidence. Because that's exciting. That's the best segment in the history of radio. Forbes magazine probably will do a story on it.
It's Forbes magazine with a Z at the end.
Cabinets and drawers. They've already targeted the segment to do a piece on it. It used to be great. I used to be very good, but I put so much energy into my picks, to the picks that I do on Fridays, that the Thursday night special got pushed back a little bit. But this year, we're going to go focus on both. We're going to really push both. I got screwed over a lot last year, and it's not going to happen again this year. So I need some really good production quality for this. Not going to happen. You're too busy.
I'm too busy.
You got a Lego Star Trek ship you got to put together?
Lego does not have the rights to Star Trek.
That was also a nerdy thing that you said.
Yes.
Why would
they
have
the rights to Star Wars?
Why would anyone know that? Why do you, as a person, know that? That Lego doesn't have the rights to Star Trek?
Because I frequent their website.
which one? Both. Does Star Trek have a website?
Probably.
You love that I call it Star Trek too. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. So Wednesday, what are you watching? What have you watched recently in the nerd department? I'm curious on this because I'm a little nerdy. I'm not like you at all. I'm pretty cool in most ways, but I have a little nerdiness in me.
I'm kind of behind on a lot of stuff, so I'm making a list of all the things that I need to watch. And
do you just watch, like, actually quote unquote nerd stuff? Would you classify Sinners as a nerd thing, or do you watch just whatever's popular coming out?
Sinners, I wouldn't necessarily classify as nerdy unless you're, like, really into, because that's more of a horror movie, and if you consider horror movies nerdy stuff, which I don't.
No, I don't. No.
But, like, I thought it was a really fantastic movie. I really am a fan of a lot of the stuff Ryan Coogler does.
What is that?
He's the director.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know directors. I know
a couple.
He's
always working with Ludwig Göransson.
What is that?
He did the original score.
I hate. Why are you?
He also worked in Star Wars.
Why are you? Why? That's it. Why are you?
I don't know.
That's all I want to know.
My parents were like, we want another kid.
And
that's why.
Oh, Tanner says we can't give away the coffee cup. That's his coffee cup. Okay. Yeah. What Tanner doesn't know won't hurt him. Now, this is what I like for Top Text Tuesday. He's making a list and checking it twice. Michael is going to find out the Pokes are all right. Doesn't really rhyme there, but the effort.
I think owes up.
The effort was good.
That was pretty bad.
Texter from the 970. Wyoming goes undefeated this year in Colorado. Get a total of 6 points for if all games combined, they play for the whole season. Wyoming goes undefeated this year in Colorado.
Are we talking all sports or just football? I'm sure do they have a tennis team? Do they play another Colorado sport?
Against Colorado, because isn't the border war in Colorado in Fort Collins this year? It was in Fort Collins last year. My bad. That's gonna be an interesting game. That will be a big game. Because if Colorado State is doing what I fear they're going to do, and that's kind of maybe be going down, back down to like a more of an average team. And if Wyoming is coming up, that game right there, that game could decide Jay Norvell's future. It could. This season is the most important season. 970 says, so no, sorry, Wyoming goes undefeated, and the University of Colorado only gets 6 points for the year. Not, we have an anti-Buffs fan right there.
I have another buy or sell.
I thought we were done with that segment.
Vance Joseph becomes the head coach of the CSU Rams next year.
Ooh. You said it so timidly, like you were like a little kid and you were shy about it. Say it with confidence.
Vance Joseph becomes the next head coach CSU Rams next year.
What's that? It's like a pastor, and then you turn into like a medieval king or something. I'm not sure. That's an interesting take there. Because if you move on from Jay Norvell, CSU is going to want to make a splash. You know, new Pac-12, new era in college football. We want to make sure we're not left behind. Get a guy that maybe is a big enough name. Not quite NFL head coach material, maybe, based on past. That's an interesting thought, Michael.
Keep him in the state of Colorado.
Plus, he's already here. He wouldn't have to travel very far. Go Pokes. Vance can screw up the sheep. I'll allow it. I don't know if Vance would end up being a head coach again, but this is just how it goes. You get fired as a head coach, you work your way back up, and if you're a really good coordinator, then and your unit is really good, then you get interviews, and typically that leads to a head coaching job if you keep doing it.
I would like to correct Go Pokes. The sheep are actually the Fort Collins High School Lambkins.
Oh, isn't that where you went to school?
Rams are Rams.
Didn't you go to Fort Collins?
I did. I am a Lambkin.
That's a...
The eighth worst mascot in the world.
Which made it popular. They were on, weren't they on Letterman?
Yeah, they were.
It was just a segment, like the worst mascots in America?
Yeah, and they were like number eight or something. Nebraska was up there. But their new one, the Cornhuskers. Before that, they were the Bug Eaters or something stupid.
We should do a mascot segment for all of the conferences that we cover, that we talk about on this show, which would be, well, I guess now the Big 12 and the Mountain West, Pac-12, I guess, and then the Big Sky Conference. We should do like a ranking of mascots. For all of them.
Now, are we talking about the mascot itself, or are we talking like the Bears, or what the Bears mascot is called?
No, because I don't like just the mascot itself.
Okay, because like, the Bears actual, really cool.
Yeah,
like a bear is cool, but like if the bear is made of tin foil or something, that's not cool.
Who has the best mascot outside of the Broncos? So, of the five college teams that I talk about, who has the best mascot? So you got the Wyoming Cowboys, which is cool because it's like a cowboy riding a bucking bronco.
And they got guns.
A ram, which is just a ram's head, typically.
And they got horns.
Looks fierce. A buffalo, which is actually a bison.
But cowboys hunt buffaloes.
A bear. A falcon. And I'm done. Which one is the best?
I'm going to say the Bears because the Cowboys don't have a gun like big enough to hunt
a bear. Saying which one would win in a fight. I'm asking what's the best one? Why are you doing this like a 12-year-old?
I'm going with the bear. I'm thinking scientifically, and dang it, the Cowboy would win in a fight against all of them except for the bear. The Cowboy would have to go, oh, crap, I'm going to pretend to be dead.
You could shoot a bear just like you could shoot a bison.
Yeah, but you have to have like a big enough gun with a big enough with big enough ammo. Like you can't just like shoot it with a little handgun and be like boo boo boo. It doesn't go down like that.
Did we just hear King Micah IV with a royal declaration? That's what it kind of sounded like. I'm asking your favorite though. You're again doing who would win in a fight? That's the nerd things that you guys discuss in your nerderies. Is like who would win, Captain Kirk or Starman.
100 men or a gorilla?
Yeah. Like,
I didn't come up with
by
that.
By the way, 100 men would win, for sure.
No, it'd be a gorilla.
No way. 100 men would take a gorilla down.
Gorilla.
It would run out of energy.
It would not run out of energy.
It would.
Those things would tear through 100 dudes.
No. I don't think so. 100 guys against a gorilla?
No, like, are we talking about, like, are the guys, do they have, like, zero fear whatsoever?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're not going to put, you're not going to get 100 Micahs in this. Yeah, obviously, that would be over in 32 seconds.
Like, after 30 seconds, like, the you know, biggest
you get, like,
burly man ever, that it rips the guy's arms off. Like, once the gorilla rips the guy's arms off, everybody else is going to be you know what?
But we're not, you're dipping into their mentals at this point. Let's just pretend that they're not going to forfeit. No one's going to quit. So it's 100 men versus a gorilla. It's not one man versus a gorilla and 99 men quit. It's 100 men fighting a gorilla. 100 men win that battle 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, I still don't think so. I think the gorilla is strong enough. It's just going to, like, swat five guys away at once and then swat another guy.
No way.
And yeah, I think the gorilla wins. And if the gorilla, look, the gorilla can always, like, run away like 20 feet and then the guys can go, I'm going to get you, and then bam.
I think
gorilla's going to win.
So do gorillas not get tired ever?
I'm sure they get tired, but they would just kick the crap out of the humans.
I don't know.
I hate to say it.
No, humans would win that. No, 100 gorillas versus 100 men, that would be over in 32 seconds.
It'd be over way before that.
Yeah. My favorite, just to end this stupid conversation, thank you, 970, this is radio at its finest. Yes, not probably our finest hour.
No, that was last Friday.
Bison is the Colorado's buffalo logo, or mascot, is my favorite. I love bison. They're cool. Cool looking. Texter.
Sounds like a good hamburger, bison burger.
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't know if Texter saying this is radio, it's fine, is being sarcastic, or if you actually like this, because I love talking about this random crap. You know, the debates, and then making fun of you at the end of it. It's always kind of fun for me.
I'm just saying, like, I'm right about this. If you don't have something to beat up the gorilla with, if it's just like strength versus strength, like my muscles versus your muscles, the gorilla is just going to tear through the people.
So, like, what's his name? Brock Lesnar. You got 100 Brock Lesnars taking on a gorilla.
I think Brock Lesnar's too smart to take on a gorilla. Oh. You gotta be like a bunch
they
of guys.
They have to do it. They have to do it. 100 Brock Lesnars have to do it.
Okay. To save all of humanity.
To save planet Zorbon or whatever Captain Kirk lives on. 100 Brock Lesnars taking on a gorilla. That's easy. That is over. 100 Brock Lesnars win that.
I think it would be that might be a better fight. I could see the 100 Brock Lesnars eventually winning with 10 Brock Lesnars
standing,
surviving,
yeah,
and everybody else just brutally murdered.
Yeah, yeah, maybe
by
so.
The gorilla.
I'll go with you on that one. All right, please end this. 33 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, the Indianapolis Colts are taking on the Broncos in week 2. I've got the Broncos at 1-0 so far. What kind of challenge will the Colts present for Sean Payton, Bo Nix, and the fellas in blue and orange? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Hear all things Eaton Reds football tonight at 5 on KFKA. Presented by Eaton A&W.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. there's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hulse Show on 1310 KFKA.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing that Andre. Oh, for sure.
39 minutes after the hour, opponent preview continues. And Michael, you like where we're going so far. Denver's 1-0. They're gonna take down the Titans. No problem there. Second game up for the Denver Broncos. They will be taking on the Indianapolis Colts. And this is an interesting team. They were about a 500 team last year. Shane Steichen is going into his third season. He is a 500 coach, 17-17 overall. Obviously, the Colts in a weird situation, a tough situation with their owner and CEO, Jim Irsay, passing away earlier this year. So will that be some kind of thing they're playing for, putting something on their jerseys, things like that? We'll see. But this Colts team, it comes down to Anthony Richardson. I mean, he's we talk about hot seat. We talked about Vance Joseph being on the hot seat. Anthony Richardson, who is he as a quarterback? We still don't really know. So, I mean, he's still really young, dude. He's 23 years old. But, and you have a hell of a running back. You know, Jonathan Taylor is amazing. I had him on my fantasy football team. Not that anybody cares. But he's one of the best running backs in all of the NFL. I mean, you have to pay attention to this guy. So, but again, with this defense, what Taylor was able to do last year, he ran for 1,400 yards. 11 touchdowns. So, the Colts are a trickier team. The Titans, I think, the Broncos have no problem with. But it's really, it comes back to, is Anthony Richardson going to be an elite, not an elite, but just a good type of quarterback? I mean, they also drafted Tyler Warren out of Penn State, tight end. A guy I really wanted Denver to draft. Still good with where they ultimately went. But will Tyler Warren have a Brock Bowers-type rookie year? Will he start becoming one of those big-time tight end dudes? So they're tougher. And then defensively, linebacking core is pretty good. Defensive line's pretty good. You're getting Samson Ebukam back, if I can say that right. He's coming back. I mean, they were a really good, the year before with Samson, 51 sacks last year, 2 years ago. Last year, 36. So they got a good team, man. They spent a lot of money in free agency. Guys like Charvarius Ward and Cam Bynum. That was what they needed to do, was get better in the secondary. Spend a ton there. Big question is Ebukam. Can he come back after being out with the torn Achilles last year? This is a tougher game, Mike, than the Tennessee game. But I think Denver wins this game as well. It's closer. I have a feeling this could be one of those weird, low-scoring games. Questions are going to spark up about Bo Nix, but the defense will do their part and they'll get after Anthony Richardson. And the Broncos start the season 2-0, 1:42 the time. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach Steve Smiley, and you're listening to The Hulse Show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Well, Nikola Jokic, so much for the, hey, he doesn't play a lot of basketball, he doesn't love basketball in the offseason. He's gearing up for the EuroBasket 2025 tournament, and Team Serbia played and won twice over the weekend in exhibition matches, and Joker did jokery things. In one of the games, they went up against Greece. Now, there was no Giannis in this game, but the Joker recorded a double-double. in a 76-66 win. He had 23 points and 19 boards. Joker's first game since game 7 of round 2 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And yes, Michael is arguing with me, but Joker is the greatest professional athlete in Colorado sports history. There's no debate anymore. I started this years ago. I called it. I said he will dethrone John Elway, and he has. 3 MVPs and an NBA championship. Now, it's not the popular sport, so football is going to get it. John Elway's going to get it by most people, but if you read between the lines and look at his greatness that he puts out there every single night, there's never been a question about Joker. With Elway, why'd they draft Tommy Maddox? You don't see the Nuggets trying to draft a center to replace Nikola Jokic. I'm just saying, Joker has been from start to finish, it's been all uphill ever since he got in the league. You're not going there at all, huh?
I'll let you live this fantasy.
It's 100% true. Nikola Jokic is Colorado's greatest professional athlete, greatest professional sports person.
Sports, hard to compare.
It is hard to compare. I get that, but who's greater, John Elway or Nikola Jokic? And the answer is Nikola Jokic. 49 minutes after the hour. What did we learn today on the show? Well, we learned a little bit about gorillas, so we'll get to that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Bring out your day's one.
What's next for the Colorado Rockies?
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Keep it on Northern Colorado's home for Rockies games and discussions.
I feel fine.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, we learned that Sean Payton is not messing around. He is changing the culture around this team. He is doing everything to not only get the stuff on the field right, but to get the stuff off the field right, too. And I love it. I was wrong. I didn't think Sean Payton would be a bad coach, but I wasn't in on it. And I was wrong. I'm 100% in. Sean Payton is a no-nonsense man, and I want my Broncos with no nonsense. We also learned that Nikola Jokic is the greatest player in Colorado sports ever. History, whatever you want to say. Micah disagrees, but what does he know? Cody Tucker, high on the Cowboys? They're going to be a bowl team? Jay Sovell going to get this right? He says, hey, we might have not very many people in our state, but our state shows up. They go to games no matter what. They got a belief, and they're pissed off. Mountain West teams are pissed off, and they're ready to show the Pac-12 what it's all about. It's like the NWO and the WCW. I love making that reference, and I'm going to continue to do that. We also learned that 100 Brock Lesners could beat one gorilla, maybe 10 left standing. And the Broncos are going 2-0, at least. Opponent preview continues on Thursday. Rockies are playing tomorrow. Can the Rockies get a freaking win? Can we get one? Like, I like the beard. It's okay. I'm just not into the hair thing. I'm ready to shave it. I'm ready to cut it, but we can't get past 30. Maybe tonight's the night we get to 31, start feeling good. Michael, did you learn anything today?
No, I didn't learn anything. I knew everything.
Didn't think so. It's hard to teach you things. Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th, everybody. We'll be back at it on Thursday's show. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.